A dart of pain shot up from my ankle as I threw my right leg over the crossbar. As my weight settled on the saddle, though, the discomfort melted away. I was terrified to lift my left foot to the pedal, but as I rolled from the front of my house and started to turn the cranks, it was a rare elixir that I inhaled. Bright winter air filled my lungs, and the rolling freedom that my bicycle has always provided was bliss. Little wonder, it's more than 2 months since I last rode a bike. On the 10th of October, I slipped down the stairs at home, and although I caught myself on the banisters almost immediately, I somehow twisted my left leg behind me. Straight away my foot was immobile. Within 5 minutes, my ankle was twice its normal size, and an hour later, an x-ray revealed that I had snapped my fibula, the thinner of the two bones in the lower leg. A cast was applied, and I was instructed to retire to bed for 6 weeks, ideally with the broken leg resting on a pillowy pile to keep the swelling down. Now, of course, I realise that many people deal with far more serious injuries, and some have to endure physical challenges throughout their lives. But having always been fortunate with my health, and never having broken a bone before, the privation seemed awful. I was totally dependent upon my family. The toilet was a painful crawl away, and I could only shower lying on my back and with my leg encased in an enormous prophylactic. The wonders of modern technology have allowed me to work throughout the bed-bound weeks, but days on end in the same position became unbelievably sore. Depression too was hard to avoid, and anything other than phone contact with the outside world was impossible. I was quite surprised when the cast came off, 6 weeks to the day after it was applied. "Your break has mended well," intoned my doctor. "I'm discharging you today." Alas, the leg that was newly revealed was not the one I remembered. The dead skin that encased it quickly peeled away, but the calf beneath had lost more than 3 centimetres in girth. Much worse, though, the joint itself was more throbbingly sore than I can possibly describe. And 3 weeks on from that day, walking is still a significant challenge. A 200-metre hobble is possible, but only at half of normal walking speed, and I can't cope with uneven surfaces of any kind or unexpected challenges to my balance. I still need to sit with my leg up most of the time, and although I can get about under my own steam, I'm still most comfortable sitting on top of my bed, nursing my improbably swollen joint. My 3-mile bike ride, then, was a big adventure. I had tried a couple of brief sessions on a static bike and decided that, weak and painful as my left leg is, the bulk of the work can be done by my right leg. To move again under my own steam was to enjoy an extraordinary heady rush. It was good to see my neighbourhood as I pedalled round, but it was the experience of rolling along that was like a forgotten favourite taste rediscovered. The unremarkable act of balancing and travelling forwards seemed once more to be miraculous, and the cool air on my face provided an exquisite caress. My ride represents only the tiniest foothill on a journey back to full use of my leg, not to mention regaining the fitness that's wasted away, but with base camp established, however distant be my destination, at least I've made a start. I intend to enjoy every second of my return to proper mobility, however distended and painful my ankle becomes. I may be a long way off the 2,000-metre alpine climbs that I managed last summer, but, for the moment, the satisfaction of cycling up far more mundane hills is every bit their equal.